Lord Gauranga's Nitya Leela, Nishant Leela, D. The beauty of Vishnu Priya Devi, the divine, eternal wife of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. While Gauranga is rising and beginning his day, Vishnu Priya Devi and her girlfriends playfully go to the Ganga to take bath. The complexion of Vishnu Priya's golden body conquers the golden lotuses, and Vishnu Priya's lovely face radiates a splendor of unlimited moons. Bound with golden threads and interwoven with bakul flowers, a hair braid plays upon her hips. Vishnu Priya's wavy dark tresses look like swarms of bumblebees, and her cheeks sparkle like golden mirrors. Jeweled earrings adorn Vishnu Priya's ears. A row of tiny pearls, interspersed with rubies, borders the part in her hair, Simanta. A red sindoor dot, flanked by designs drawn in dark musk, decorates Vishnu Priya's lovely forehead. Other designs in musk beautify her cheeks, and her crimson lips form an enchantingly pleasing smile. Darting here and there, Vishnu Priya's beautiful eyes and dancing eyebrows induce fear in the heart of Cupid. A rare and valuable Gajamukta elephant pearl hangs from her nose, which defeats the beauty of the sesame flower. Mallika flower garlands and many golden necklaces of different lengths descend from Vishnu Priya's conch shell smooth neck. The beauty of Vishnu Priya Devi's breasts, adorned with vines drawn in sandalwood paste and encircled with champak flower garlands, put to shame that of golden water pots. Her arms, as graceful as golden lotus stems, are decorated with armlets, conch shell bangles, and other ornaments. Her fingers, adorned with beautiful rings, extend gracefully from her reddish palms. A rain cloud colored silk sari, bordered with jari and sparkling jewels, adds to the luster of Vishnu Priya's divine form. Her hips are broad, and an ornamental belt, kinkini mala, encircles her thin waist. Her feet are decorated with red lac dye, jeweled ankle bells, and sweet sounding anklets. The graceful gait of Vishnupriya mocks that of a royal swan. Thus concludes the Nishant Lila of Lord Gaurachandra.